is Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us and like us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now is John Perinsky. He's here this morning to talk about CityRama, Spring Rose Metals in Springdale. He is a realtor representing the Home Builders Association demonstration home at CityRama. We're also joined by Stephen Brock. He's co-founder of Grain Works Brewery. CityRama Spring Rose Metals runs September 7th through 15th. It's our pleasure to welcome Stephen and John to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Terrific.
Fantastic.
All right, good. Now, first of all, congratulations, I guess, is in order because this is the 15th year of CityRama. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. Now, CityRama is put on by the Home Builders Association. John, briefly tell us about the association and what you guys do.
The Home Builders Association is an organization that helps all of the home builders have an established standard beyond your typical building codes of how they should be building homes, and also gives them a voice together so that they can advocate for smart growth and good communities.
So, John, for those that are listening this morning that have never experienced it before, tell us about CityRama and what CityRama is.
CityRama is a home show that will have new construction homes in a more urban setting than what Homerama provides. And so this year we're going to be at Spring Rose Meadows in Springdale, Ohio. It's the first development in Springdale in 28 years.
Wow, look at that. So let's talk about why you guys selected Spring Rose, that area, for CityRama.
Well, we want to try to stay inside the 275 Beltway, and it was developed by Meyer John Building Group. And Meyer John had been looking for the next site and came across this property and felt like this would be a very, very good location for the show, but also to bring some new construction to Springdale.
Okay. And exactly where is this located?
This is located at the corner of Rose Lane and West Kemper Road, just off of Springfield Pike, almost at 275 there in Springdale.
Okay. So when we think about this community of Spring Rose, who is this best suited for, family-wise, personality-wise, single families, you know, single people, seniors? Who's best suited for this community?
We're open for everybody. We have lots of opportunity. And so right now we have five homes that are going to be in the show. And all five of the homes are two stories. I believe one, possibly two of them, if I remember correctly, have first floor owner suites.
And so, you know, so you have five homes. Are they all built by the same company?
They're going to be built by different builders. We have Christo Homes. We have Miranda Homes. We have Fry Builders. And then the home that I'm representing is the Home Builders Association themselves, who are building a home as a demonstration of what products and offerings that home builders in Greater Cincinnati have.
Hmm. So that's pretty unique, is it?
First time ever.
Okay.
For the Cincinnati home builders.
Okay, cool. So lots of experience there, though.
Yes, sir.
When you look at that particular home.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at you're bringing in the whole association there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what amenities are we looking at? If we're thinking about, we come out, we see these homes, and we may think about purchasing, and I'm sure you would love if we purchased the home you're representing, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell us about some of the amenities in this community.
There's going to be 50 home sites that are available overall. I believe there's 18 homes that are pre-sold. I don't believe there's a home in the show that is sold as of yet. I believe all five that are in the show are going to be available. But there's going to be some really terrific opportunities for some of the most energy-efficient homes in today's market, with the quality of the windows that are provided, the quality of the furnaces, water heaters, things of that sort, and lighting, whole house technology type stuff.
Okay. So leads me to a good question. So if you're looking for a new built home, if you're on the market, what are some things that you should know and you should look out for?
Well, first off, you should find a new construction home where the builder is part of the Home Builders Association because it comes with a one-year home builder's warranty that is established a standard through the Home Builders Association. And so you have a relationship with whoever built that home for a year to make sure that when you get in the home and you break the home in, so to speak, as a new home, that somebody's there to support you and to be there to walk you through anything that might come up.
All right, so let's talk more about City Rama at Spring Rose Metals. Now, what are the price ranges? What are we looking at in terms of cost? What can we expect?
Upper 200s down to the low 400s. The HBA demonstration home that I have is priced at $385.
Okay. So there's some big incentives to buy in this particular community, the community of City Rama Spring Rose. Tell us about that.
There are. A couple of the lenders have some wonderful financing options that afford you some special opportunities for rates or closing costs, things of that sort.
Okay, and I hear there's a big tax abatement as well.
15-year tax abatement for every home buyer that goes into that property for 15 years from the date they close.
Okay, good. And so as a homeowner, how do you know if this is the right community for you?
Well, I would recommend everybody come to the show and take a look at the builder options. Each builder is going to afford you some different floor plans, not just what's in the show. And so whatever you feel like suits your tastes and your needs and your wants the best, those are the builders that you should have most of the conversation with.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. In the studio with me now, we're joined by Realtor John Prozinski. He's here this morning to talk about City Rama. City Rama is celebrating its 15th year at Spring Rose Metals in Springdale. Now, let's bring Steve Brock in here. Steve, how are you, Steve?
Awesome, man.
Hey, you've been hanging out, being patient. So I understand that you guys are doing this whole partnership on September 11th at City Rama. Before we get into that, you are with Grainworks Brewery, is that right?
Grainworks Brewing Company, yes.
Okay, so tell us about that and what you guys do.
Yeah, so Grainworks, we're a new microbrewery up in Westchester, opened about 2 years ago. Shortly after we opened, we partnered with a local nonprofit called the Blue Skies Foundation. We partnered with them to make a special hero brew that we sell out and about to the public to raise funds for the foundation.
Okay, and so explain to us what the foundation is, Blue Skies. What do they do?
Blue Skies is a veterans advocate. They bring in nominated veterans all over the country to host a Warrior Weekend to Remember, usually in July.
Okay, and so you guys are doing this on September 11th, right?
Correct.
And you chose that date because it had a meaning, obviously, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and so what is it like for you guys at Grainworks to be involved with this event at City Rama coming up on September 11th?
It's been great. I mean, it's an honor, obviously. I mean, to get to work with such an organization and to bring our product and to connect the communities and provide something that brings everybody together.
Okay. And so, John, why did you guys decide to partner up?
Well, I was just fortunate enough that the Home Builders Association selected me to list their home. But my background is I'm a veteran. I served in the United States Air Force from 1980 to 1989. While I was at my first duty station, Hill Air Force Base in Utah, my son Taylor was born. And 15 years ago, I lost my son Taylor in Iraq. He was the first Marine from Greater Cincinnati that was killed in the current war on terror.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. We are too. We miss that kid every day.
So this is personal for you.
Can't even begin to tell you how personal this is for me. And to think that the home builders allowed, as they were looking for a charity, allowed me to give some input on, hey, here's a charity that I'm involved with. Would you give them consideration? And now to be to this point where they are going to benefit from our wonderful happy hour, it's going to be terrific. I mean, it's a hero salute party, and it's going to benefit Blue Skies.
And I know that you guys have opportunities for local businesses and businesses in general to support what you're doing.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And for this particular event, it's going to be presented by Freddy's. Freddy's Steak Burgers is making a generous donation to Blue Skies on that day. And there are Gold Star families all around you there are other veteran families all around you. We don't know who always they are, but please, any other businesses that would like to partake in this event and help with sponsorship or make a donation to Blue Skies, please come out to the event. You're welcome to do so.
So, John, tell us why listeners should come out and support this event.
Well, you should come out and support this event because not only will you see the show, the homes in the show, but you'll also get to meet some of the founders, some of the warriors, some of the Gold Star families like us that have benefited from the Warrior Weekend to Remember that Blue Skies puts on every year. They've done it for about 7 years. And you'll get to meet Grain Works, try some of their terrific Hero Brew, which they've had some Purple Heart recipients and some Gold Star families help them make that beer.
Okay, and what is a Gold Star family?
Explain Gold Star me. Family is somebody who's lost their loved one in military service, whether in combat, whether in training, or whether whatever the circumstance was. And there's different levels of the Gold Stars.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about Citirama Spring Rose Medals, how can they find out more and how can they find out more about the dates? What dates are you open?
Citirama Spring Rose Meadows opens Saturday, September the 7th. And it'll be over. The show is over on Sunday, September the 15th. But if you want to come to the Hero Salute Party featuring Blue Skies and Hotel Tango Bourbon and Grain Works Brewery, come out on September the 11th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. And what's the website for Citirama?
CincyCitirama.com.
All right. And if our listeners would like to find out more about what you're brewing up there, man, how can they find out more?
Yeah, it's grainworks.beer, www.grainworks.beer.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. And best of luck with the event.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to John Perinsky and Stephen Brock about Citirama. Citirama Spring Rose Medals runs September 7th through September 15th. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week. Be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.